Amen. All right. Well, it is good to be here this evening. Thank you for having me here tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing the preaching later on this evening. Of course, you've already had some great sermons last night. I was able to listen to some of that preaching. But here tonight, we're going to look at Isaiah chapter number 59 and look down at verse number 14 and 15. Those are going to be our text verse here this evening. And the Bible says right there in verse number 14, the Bible says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." And so what I'm preaching on here this evening is truth is fallen in the street. Now, if we were to look at our nation here tonight, if we could boil down all the problems that are in the United States of America, that are within independent Baptist churches, and if we ask the question, you know, what is wrong with this nation? What is wrong with churches? Why is it that we have churches where pastors cover for pedophiles, as Pastor Thompson preached about last night? If we could boil that down to a single statement, it would be this statement, that truth is fallen in the street. And because there is no truth, then there is no judgment. You see, in order to have judgment, you must have truth. You must have something that judgment is based upon. And because there is no judgment, then there is no justice. And because there is no justice, there is no equity within this nation. And it all goes back to this statement, that truth is fallen in the street. Now, before we get into all that here tonight, let's just answer the question, first of all, what is truth and where does truth come from? Now, keep this marked here in Isaiah 59 because we'll be back to it. But go to Genesis chapter number 24 and look at verse number 27. See what the Bible has to say there. Genesis chapter number 24, look at verse number 27. And if I'm not mistaken here this evening, I believe in Genesis chapter number 24 is the first time that the word truth is used in the scripture. And look what the Bible says there. Genesis chapter number 24, verse number 27. And what is truth? Well, if we were to look up truth in the dictionary, you know, this ought to be kind of obvious to you. It is the true or actual state of a matter, conformity with fact or reality, verity, a verified or indisputable fact, proposition, principle, or the like. So truth is something that is reality. You and I don't get to decide what truth is. Truth is given to us by God because truth belongs to God. Look at what the Bible says. Genesis chapter number 24, look down to verse number 27. And the Bible says right there, Genesis 24, verse number 27, it says, "And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his" what? Truth, the Bible says, "I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." So there we're just going to take that one part from that verse here tonight, that it is His truth, that truth belongs to God, and you and I don't get to decide what truth is. And you see, that is a big problem with a lot of churches out there tonight and a lot of pastors out there, that they want to be the ones to decide what is truth and what is not truth. But I'm sorry, you and I don't have that right. You and I don't have that privilege because all truth comes from God. God is the creator of all things, and by Him, all things consist, and the truth that He has given to us is found right here in the Word of God. And by the way, it's not found in an NIV version. It's not found in an ESV version. It's found in a King James version of the Bible, not these modern perversions of the Word of God that are out there. And the reason why truth is falling in the streets is because a lot of pastors have backed down from preaching truth. And because they are wanting to decide for themselves what is truth. That's why you go to the average independent Baptist church out there and talk to the average independent Baptist and ask them, just for example, about the reprobate doctrine. What are they going to say about that? They're going to say, well, that's not a true doctrine of the Bible, even though it's clearly taught all throughout the Bible. Even though there is scripture after scripture after scripture that plainly teaches that doctrine, yet they want to say, well, that doctrine doesn't exist. And the preachers that came before us, they never preached that. That is a doctrine that originated with the new IFB. I got news for you. It didn't originate with us. It originated with God. Because the reprobate doctrine, like all other truths, does not belong to the new IFB. You know who truth belongs to? Truth belongs to God. And if you don't like truth, then you've got a problem not with me and not with the new IFB and not with any other preacher. You've got a problem with God. So you know what? Why don't you take it up with God and go search His Word out and study His Word and see what truth is. Take your Bibles here tonight. Go to Exodus chapter number 34. Look at one more verse there. Exodus chapter number 34, another verse on truth. And the Bible says this in Exodus chapter number 34 and verse number 6. And the Bible says this, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and what? In truth, the Bible says. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Look at verse number 4. And the Bible says this in Deuteronomy chapter number 32 and verse number 4. It says, He is the rock. His work is perfect for all His ways. What's that word? Are what? Are judgment, the Bible says. But we live in the world today where they don't want to judge. We live in a world today where they say, well, don't judge me. Only God can judge me. And if they actually believe that statement, that would terrify them. Because our God is a terrible God, the Bible says, and He strikes terror into the hearts of people that are on this earth when they find out His ways and find out His judgments. I promise you, if you actually sat down and read the Bible and believed the Bible, the God of the Bible would strike terror into your heart. And by the way, that's a good thing. The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. But these people out there, they don't actually believe the Word of God. All these fake Christians that you see that will say, well, don't judge me. You know what we see in Isaiah chapter number 59? There was no judgment and it displeased God. Because there's nobody judging, it displeased the Lord. Take your Bibles, go ahead and go to Psalms 119. Look at 142. Psalms 119, look at 142. 119, verse 142. And the Bible says this, Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and Thy law is truth. So the law of God is truth. Well, what law are we talking about? Well, we're talking about His Word. We're talking about the laws that God has given to us in His Word, those laws of morality, those laws, His criminal code that's given in the Word of God. His law is truth. And by the way, His law is perfect. Amen. And when man's law contradicts the law of the Bible, guess who it is that is wrong? It's man. And when your preconceived ideas that you have been taught all of your life contradict the Word of God, then you are wrong. Amen. You see, the Bible makes it plain and clear that we ought to let God be true and every man a liar. And you know what? Every single one of us, no matter where you come from, no matter who raised you or where you grew up, every one of us have been taught things that were wrong as children. And it may not have been maliciously, it may not have been because your parents were just trying to mislead you, but the fact is, every man does what is right in his own eyes. And when man does that, he gets away from the laws of God, and it is the law of God that is truth. Take your Bibles, go ahead and go to Psalms 119, look at 151 right there, verse 151. It says, Thou art near, O Lord, and all Thy commandments are what? Are truth, the Bible says. The commandments of God are truth. Go to John chapter 17 and look at verse number 17. One last verse on this, just to give you an introduction and a basis to get started on. Look at what the Bible says. John chapter number 17 and verse number 17. The Bible says this, Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy what? Thy word is truth. So it is the Word of God that is truth. You know what reality is? Reality is this right here. Amen. And when your perception of reality does not match this right here, then your perception is wrong. Your perception needs to change. You say, well, I believe that all sodomites can be saved. Sorry, your perception's wrong. Because the reality and the truth is right here in the Word of God. You say, the Bible says this, that adulterers, by the way, ought to be put to death. That's the Word of God. And you sit there and say, well, I don't agree with that. Your perception of reality is wrong.
Amen.
You're insane. You've gone away from the Word of God. And because our nation has gone away from the Word of God and preachers have stopped preaching the truth, therefore truth is fallen in the streets.
Yeah.
And because truth is fallen in the streets, there is no judgment in our nation. Take your Bibles, go back to Isaiah chapter 59. Look at what the Bible said there in verse number 8. And the Bible said this in Isaiah chapter number 59. Look down to verse number 8. And the Bible says this, Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 8, the Bible says, the way of peace they know not. Let me ask you a question. Do you think America's getting more peaceful with all your liberalism, with all your progressivism, with all your modern thinking of what truth is? Is our nation getting more peaceful? Last time I checked, the flag is at half mast just about every single week. I mean, it's at half mast so often that I constantly look and say, what in the world's going on now? You know what? Because God's hand of blessing is not on this nation. And if we had the blessing of God, then we would have peace within this nation. But because our nation has gone away from truth, therefore, guess what we don't have? Peace. The way of peace they have not known. Look what it goes on to say. And there is no what? Judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for what? For light, the Bible says, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. You know why truth has fallen in the street? Truth has fallen in the street because there is no light. Because you go around walking around when there is no light, what's going to happen to you? If we turn all the lights off in here and ask you just blacked everything out, you couldn't see anything at all, and ask you to find your way out the doors, how many people would get hurt trying to leave the church here tonight? You know why? Because you can't see. Because you're groping about in darkness because there is no light. And you know why truth has fallen in the street? Because preachers have stopped being a light. Christians have stopped being a light to this world. They've stopped holding forth what the Bible says and holding forth the word of light. And therefore, truth has fallen in the street. Take your Bibles, go to Matthew chapter number 5. Look what the Bible tells us there. Matthew chapter number 5. Well-known portion of Scripture. I'm sure you know it. Matthew chapter number 5. Look at verse number 14. And the Bible says this in Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 14. It says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So as Christians, we are commanded to be what? To be a light to this world. We are not commanded to take our light and to hide it under a bushel. Show me one time, and by the way, what is the light? Well, Jesus is the light. The Word is the light. We are supposed to shine forth the light of the Word of God. Show me where God tells us to take His Word and to hide it under a bushel so nobody can see it. Hide it so nobody knows what you really believe. Hide it so nobody knows that you believe in the reprobate doctrine. Hide it so nobody knows that you believe the laws of God, because they're going to think that you're crazy. They're going to think that you're insane. Listen, the world will always hate Christians.
Yes.
And if they don't hate you, there is a problem with you.
Right.
In fact, Jesus Christ himself told us that if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, what did Jesus Christ say? That the world will hate you. Is the servant above his master? What's the answer? The answer is no. And if they hated Jesus Christ, who, by the way, was perfect and without sin, then what makes you so good that they're not going to hate you?
Right.
They hated our Savior, and they don't hate you. You know what there is? There's a problem there, isn't there? And the problem is not with God. The problem is not with the truth. The problem is with you. Take your Bibles this evening and go to Philippians chapter number 2. And the Bible says this in Philippians chapter number 2. And look at verse number 15. The Bible says this, Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 15. It says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the what? The word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So as Christians, what are we commanded to hold forth? We're commanded to hold forth the word of life. And you know why truth has fallen in the streets? And you mark my words. Within our generation, many of us will probably go to prison for preaching against homosexuals. Many of us will probably go to prison for preaching against the pedophiles and preaching against the sodomites. And the fault on whose shoulders that will lay is on the shoulders of pastors and Christians who have refused to preach the truth. You see, they want to sit there and blame us and blame the new IFB for the world hating Christians. They don't hate us because of, don't hate Christians because of us. You know why they hate Christians? They hate Christians because they hate Christ. And if you're like Christ, they will hate you. They will persecute you. Yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, the Bible says. And you see, the Bible has given us truth, and you don't get to decide what that truth is, and you don't get to decide to what degree you get to hold it up. You know what the Bible says? That we are to preach the entire counsel of the Word of God. We're to preach every single part of it. We're to be instant, in season, and out of season. That we are to preach the entire Word of God, amen, not just some of it. Amen. But you see, there are a lot of preachers out there. I talked to one here not too long ago that told me he believed in the reprobate doctrine. He just doesn't preach it. Well, then what in the world, Sally? Get down out of the pulpit and let a real man get up in the pulpit. Let a real man who's got a backbone and has some leather lungs get up in the pulpit and cry aloud and spare not and preach the entire counsel of the Word of God. Because if you're not going to preach the entire book, then sit down, shut up, and let a real man get up in the pulpit. But you see, we got a bunch of these preachers out there that just want to be liked by everybody. That just want to be buddy-buddy with everybody. Listen, my job's not to be your buddy. My job's not to be liked by you. Now, I hope that we can be friends. I hope that we can like one another. But you know what? If you go away from the Word of God, oh well. Because you know what my job is? My job is to preach the entire counsel of the Word of God to you. And if you don't like it, then you can go out in obscurity. You can go out in darkness, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. But as for me and my house, we're going to walk in light. For me and my house, we're not going to allow truth to fall in the street of our home or truth to fall in the street of our church. Our church is going to be a church that has the path clear and the street clear, that knows the way in which we ought to walk. But the problem with a lot of churches out there is that they don't know where to go. They don't know how to walk. The path is not clear because truth has fallen in the street. And because they don't know truth, what do they turn to? They turn to gimmicks of the world to try to bring the lost in. You see, they go away from soul winning in, and what do? Oh, they have these special days to try to bring the community in. So they have these special days to honor police officers, special days to honor, you know, the EMT and the firemen and do all this stuff to try to bring in people out of the world. Listen, those are gimmicks from the world. You show me one time in the Bible where we're supposed to do that. You know what the Bible says? Go. You know what the Bible says? Preach. You know what the Bible says? Be sent. We are to go out and to send people to preach the Word of God, to be a light in this world, and we're to hold forth the entire counsel of the Word of God. But because preachers have stopped holding forth the Word of truth, then truth is fallen in the streets. And when truth is fallen, you mark my words, there will be no judgment. Take your Bibles tonight. Go back to Isaiah 59. Look at what the Bible says there. Thank you. Isaiah chapter number 59. And look what the Bible says in verse number 14. Bible says this in Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 14. It says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it," and notice this, "and it displeased him that there was" what? "No judgment." You say, well, I can't judge. I mean, doesn't the Bible teach us not to judge? The Bible teaches you not to judge in hypocrisy. But you know what? Every single day, don't every single one of us make judgments? You would be a stupid fool to say, I can't judge anything. Because you know what? When you have your children and you are taking your children are making friends, don't you judge what kind of friends they can be with? Oh, but you're not supposed to judge, right? Aren't you, as a good parent, going to make that judgment? Absolutely. You're going to judge about who can be around your kids and who's not going to be around your kids. Why? Because you're a good parent. You ought to make that judgment. You ought to have some judgments in this world. And when there is no judgment, it displeases God. Take your Bibles. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Look what the Bible says there. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Look at verse number 12. And the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 12. The Bible says right there, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges" what? "Judgeth all things," but and it goes on to say, "yet he himself is judge of no man." So the Bible tells you that a spiritual man judges all things. Now, funny thing, the Bible also says this. It says in Romans 7:14, "For we know that the law is spiritual." So you know what it means to be a spiritual man that can judge all things? That spiritual man is a man who knows the laws of God, that has the laws of God in his heart and in his mind. And the reason why he can make judgments is because he's judging according to truth. He's judging according to what is reality, what is verity that has been given by God. When we go soul winning and we talk to people out on the street, don't you judge every single door that you go to? You knock on that door and you start talking to them and you ask them, how do you know for sure that you're going to heaven? Don't you make a judgment at that point in time whether they're saved or not? You wicked sinners, how can you judge? But you know what? You can judge, can't you? Why can you judge? Because you're judging according to the law of God. Because you're judging them according to what God said and according to what they said. And if what they said doesn't line up with what God said, then you come to the conclusion that they're not saved. You made that judgment. Why? Because you are a spiritual person. And a spiritual person is not somebody that just has all these funny feelings on the inside and they just go to church all the time and raise their hands up to God and sing praises to God. That's not a spiritual person. Right. You know what a spiritual person is? A spiritual person is a person that has immersed himself into the Word of God, knows the laws of God, and has put the laws of God into application in his life. Amen. And because he has the law of God and he's walking in the Spirit, then he can make judgments according to the laws of God. Let me grab these down here. Take your Bibles, go back, if you would, to Isaiah chapter 59. Look what the Bible has to say there. Isaiah chapter number 59. Look back at what the Bible says. And you know what? If we start talking about all these churches out there, you know why they sit there and they let all the sodomites into the churches? Because you got a bunch of pastors that aren't spiritual men. You got a bunch of pastors who don't read the Word of God, who don't study the Word of God. How do I know that they don't? Because I graduated from Bible college too. And you know what? How we were taught to study the Word of God is to go grab your stinking commentary off the shelf and pull that down and see what Matthew Henry had to say. Go see what C.I. Schofield had to say. That's what you do in Bible college. These preachers, when they go to study their messages, they take those commentaries and they will take their messages and preach them word for word according to those commentaries. They're not studying their Bibles. They're not reading their Bibles. If they were reading their Bibles, then plain as day, they'd see in the Word of God that there is no pre-trib rapture. I mean, it's not that hard to see. There's not one verse in the Bible that says pre-trib. Right? Not one verse. There are verse after verse after verse that proves that it's after the tribulation. They want to sit there and say that every single person on the face of this earth, no matter who they are and what they've done, that they can be saved. What does the Bible teach? The Bible teaches a reprobate doctrine. And it's all throughout the Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament. It's all throughout the Word of God. You know what that leads me to? That leads me to a conclusion that A, either they're not reading their Bible, or B, they don't believe it. And that's even worse. Because if they don't believe the Word of God, then you know what that is? That's a false prophet who's up in the pulpit. That's a false prophet who's standing up there and tearing down and scattering the sheep abroad, and truth is falling in the street, and therefore there is no judgment, and they sit there and bring the sodomites in and endanger the lives of children because they don't want to judge. You know why they have no judgment and they can't judge those things and they're afraid to judge those things? Because they don't have truth. Because if they had truth and they knew what the Word of God said, they'd see plainly in the Word of God that sodomites are an abomination. Yeah, that amen. Sodomites ought to be put to death according to the Word of God. Amen. That sodomites are not to be allowed within the house of God. That dogs are to be put without. Amen. That Jesus said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs.
Amen.
Who do you think Jesus was talking about there? Well, of course, he's talking about those kinds of people that are reprobate. But you know what? No independent Baptist preacher that doesn't believe in the reprobate doctrine could explain that verse to you. You know why? Because they've let truth fall in the street. They're not holding it forth. And therefore, there's no judgment in the church house. And they won't judge in the church house. And they'll bring in all the sodomites. They'll bring in all the pedophiles into the house of God. And they'll sit there and cover for every single one of them and be accomplice to their crimes that those pedophiles commit. You know what? Let me just put it out there that this preacher here is a pistol-packing preacher. And you know what? If you come into my church, pedophile, and try to assault some child, I will use every force that is necessary to take you out of this world.
Amen.
You know what that means? That means I will blow your stinking head off.
Amen.
You know why? Because pedophiles don't belong in the house of God. And if you think that's cruel, you ought to see what Jesus said about them.
Amen.
What I'm saying is nicer. It'd be worse, it'd be harsher to take them and to tie a millstone about their neck and to cast them into the depths of the ocean to allow them to be dragged down, suffocated, drowned, and crushed to death by the weight of the ocean. That's what Christ said it would be better for them. In fact, Christ said that would be better for them to face that than to face the wrath of God. So you know what that tells me? God has something worse coming for them. And you know what? These preachers out there can't judge. Why? Because they have allowed truth to fall in the street. Take your Bibles. Look at Isaiah 59. Look at verse number 14. And the Bible says this. In Isaiah chapter number 59, verse number 14, it says, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. You know what you have when you don't have truth? And truth falls in the street. And then there is no judgment. You know what you also lack? Justice. You will not have justice. Justice requires judgment. In order for somebody to face the justice of their crime, what do you have to have? You have to have truth, and you have to have a judge to judge that, for judgment to be done, and then you will have justice. And has anybody noticed within the United States of America that we're kind of lacking some justice? We're kind of lacking in our courthouses some justice. Why? Because if you get written up for a crime, you go out soling, you get trespassed, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go hire you a fancy lawyer to defend yourself. Because if you don't, you're probably going to get convicted. You're probably going to get in trouble. So you got to go pay for your justice. Is that justice? Absolutely not. But in our day and age, what do you have to do in the United States of America? You have to pay for your justice. You have to bribe somebody, basically, in order to have justice administered. Take your Bibles, go to 1 Chronicles, rather, chapter 18, and look at what the Bible has to say in verse number 14. And something you'll notice all throughout the Word of God is that two things that are constantly linked together is judgment and justice. You cannot have one without the other. They always go together. Look at what the Bible says, 1 Chronicles chapter 18, and look at verse number 14. And the Bible says this, "So David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people." Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 9. Look at verse number 8. And the Bible says this in 2 Chronicles chapter number 9 and verse number 8. The Bible says there, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over them to do," what's this? "Judgment and" what? "Justice," the Bible says. Take your Bibles, go to Proverbs chapter 21. Look at verse number 3, and the Bible says this, "To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." And you see, we got a bunch of Christians out there that think that they're pleasing God because they go to church on Sunday and they're offering up their sacrifices to God and they're doing those kinds of things. But what does the Bible say? Justice and judgment, to do those things, is more acceptable to God than sacrifice. You sit there and you try to please God without judgment and justice, and you can't. You know, in order to please God in our lives, and I'm not talking about for salvation, I'm talking about within our lives and as a society, if our society is going to please God, there must be judgment and there must be justice. And if those two things do not exist, then God is not pleased. God looked in Isaiah chapter 59, and because there was no judgment, it displeased the Lord. And when we look at the United States of America tonight, and when we look at the average independent Baptist church, and we see that there is no judgment, you know what that means? God's not pleased with this nation. So guess what song you're not going to catch me singing? "God Bless America." You know why I'm not going to sing that song? And listen, some of you might have a little bit of patriotism in you tonight, and I just offend you, but I'm sorry, your patriotism is not reality. Right. You know what? You show me one time in this Bible where I'm to be a patriot. You know what I'll show you in this Bible? I'll show you in this Bible that I'm not of this world. You know what we'll see in this Bible? That we are pilgrims and strangers in this world. Our forefathers, like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, were pilgrims and strangers in this world. Jesus Christ himself had nowhere to lay his head, Jesus said in the Word of God. But you want to sit there and tell me that being a patriot is next to Christianity? That's baloney. Yeah. Your patriotism does not match up with the reality of the Word of God. Because you know what we find in the Bible? That all the nations are as vanity and as nothing to God. That all the nations are as a drop in the bucket to God. That every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. That's reality. And the reality is tonight that because there is no judgment, that this nation will therefore have the judgment of God. And therefore, it is that this nation has displeased God and will have the wrath of God. Amen. You say, well, that's just, I can't believe you say that. Listen, it's old-time preachers that laid their foundation for this preaching tonight. You know why? Because how many times, thank you, did I hear preachers growing up that would constantly say this statement, "If God doesn't punish America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah." You know what? Sodom and Gomorrah was a pretty wicked place, wasn't it? And you know what? I agree with that statement. You know why? Because God will judge this nation. And in fact, what you find in the Word of God is that you find that this nation is a wicked nation. If you believe as I do, here's my opinion. I believe that Mystery Babylon in the Bible is the United States of America. And you know what you find out about them in the Word of God? You find out in the Scripture that she is guilty of all the blood of the saints and the prophets and of all the blood that's shed upon the face of this earth. That's what your Bible says, but you want to sit there and be patriotic. I'm sorry, your patriotism does not match up with the reality of the Word of God. Right. You know why? Because your truth has fallen in the street. Right. You have allowed some other man to be the basis of your truth. You have allowed the world to be the basis of your truth, or you've allowed Fox News, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh to be the basis of your truth. I'm sorry, I don't get my truth from an unsaved Catholic that's going to split hell wide open. Yes, and you know what? Every Catholic is going to split hell wide open. Why? Because they believe in a works-based salvation. You say, well, how can you judge that? Because I have truth. Yes. Because I have the Word of God. Yes. Because I have the whole counsel of the Word of God. And the Bible tells me about that church, that it is a wicked church that has turned away from the Word of God, that teaches a works-based salvation, that worships the Queen of Heaven, which was condemned in the book of Jeremiah. I can't judge. You know why? Because I'm a spiritual man, not because of how good I am, but because I have the law of God. Amen. And therefore, I can judge. Take your Bibles tonight. Preaching so hard, I keep knocking my notes off. Look back at what the Bible has to say. Take your Bibles, go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. Look at what the Bible says there. Ecclesiastes chapter number 5. Look at verse number 8. And the Bible says this. In Ecclesiastes chapter number 5, verse number 8, it says, if thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. You know what we find in the Bible? When we see this going on in the United States of America, when judgment and justice is perverted, don't sit there and marvel. Don't sit there and wonder, why is God allowing this to go on? Why does this take place? Why do we live in a world that's so unjust? Don't sit there and marvel, because there's one higher than they. And you know who his name is? God. And truth resides with him, and he is a judge. He is the lawgiver, and he will judge them. You know, the Bible tells us that he will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that obey not the gospel. God is coming back. Jesus is coming back, and he's going to take vengeance upon them. They want to sit there and pervert judgment and pervert justice. You know what? Go ahead and have your fun out there in the world tonight. You know why? Because there's coming a day and time when the party's over. And you say, well, I'm going to go down to hell, and I'm going to party down there in Satan. You're a fool. You think you're going to party in hell? No, you're going to suffer in hell. It's going to be worse suffering than you have ever had in store. In fact, why do you think Jesus talks about, as we talked about a little while ago, about those people that would offend one of the small ones that believes in him? What did he say? It'd be better for them to face that than to face the wrath of God. You know what the wrath of God is? Hell. You know what the wrath of God is? The lake of fire. Can you imagine burning in your flesh for the rest of your life throughout eternity, never getting any comfort, never having any relief whatsoever, and just burning to death for eternity? That's what they have coming to them. Why? Because they have perverted the judgment and justice of God. Take your Bibles, go back to Isaiah chapter number 59. Look at what the Bible says there. By the way, the Bible does tell us, as you turn back over there in Isaiah 59, the Bible does tell us also in the book of Isaiah that of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with what? Justice. You know, if you think that Jesus Christ is coming back and going to be some soft, mamby-pamby little boy that's painted to you by the Catholic Church with his long hair, I got news for you. Jesus didn't have long hair. Jesus was not some sissy boy that the Catholics portray to you. And when Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, he's coming back to establish judgment and justice. You know what that means? That means that murderers, put to death. Rapists, put to death. Pedophiles, put to death. Sodomites, put to death. Adulterers, put to death. Justice will be done when Jesus returns. Look back at what the Bible says here. Isaiah 59, look at verse number 14. And the Bible says this, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Now, what is equity? Equity, if we were to look it up in the dictionary, is this: the quality of being fair, impartial, fairness, impartiality, something that is fair and just. And isn't it interesting that this world, they're constantly calling for no judgment, but at the same time calling for what? Equality. That they want equality, but guess what? You can't have equality without judgment. There must be judgment first. There must be truth, judgment, then justice, and then equity can enter. Then there can be fairness, fairness according to the Word of God. But if there is no judgment, if there is no truth, if there is no justice, there will be no equity. And you know what? Isn't it telling out there that these idiots out there and these fools, these sodomites, that would sit there and tell us that we ought not to judge and at the same time say that they want equality, they won't give us equality. Yeah, yep, they want to shut us up. They want to make us be quiet. They don't want the world to hear what we have to say. So what do? They try to shut down our YouTube accounts. They try to shut down our PayPals. They try to shut down our websites. They come outside and they picket outside and they protest churches. Why? Because they do not want the world to hear truth. Because if there is truth and judgment and justice and equity, then those stinking pedophile sodomites out there won't even exist. Because they'll be dead and put to death because that's what the Bible teaches. And you say, well, how can you say such a thing? Listen, even the world knows that sodomites are a bunch of pedophiles. Every single stinking sodomite is a pedophile. You say, well, how are they all pedophile? Listen, even if they've not committed the actual physical act, what do they always do? They're always prideful about it, aren't they? And they're putting it out there to pervert the minds of people, and especially the minds of who? The children. Anybody notice that sodomites want to go after children? Why do you think they have story time at the libraries with the drag queens? Because they want to go after children and they pervert the minds of children. And listen, it would be no different than if I took a pornography magazine and took it and gave it to a child. That would make me a pedophile. And somebody that would sit there and push that kind of nonsense, a man that would put on a skirt and dress like a woman and go out there in public and pervert the minds of children, that man is a pedophile. Amen. And every single one of them ought to be put to death. And you know why I can say that and make that judgment? Because Leviticus 20:13. Because of Romans chapter number 1, that they which do such things are worthy of death. And there used to be some preachers that would stand up and preach what the Bible has to say. And if you don't agree with that, I'm sorry, your perception does not match reality. It's your belief that doesn't match what God says in His Word. That's what the Bible says. And if you disagree with that, I'm sorry, you're in a Bible-believing church tonight. Where, if you're coming to church, what do you expect to hear? I mean, if you're coming to church, ought you not to want to hear the Bible? You know, if you wanted to be to have somebody tickle your funny bone and to make you feel good, go on down to First Baptist Church. Go on down to Celebration. Go on down to the Methodist Church. Go on down to the non-denom church where they don't use the King James Bible, where they don't have truth, and therefore there is no judgment. You'll find a judgment-free zone there. Just like Planet Fitness, right? You'll find that. You see, they are the Planet Fitness of churches, those kind of churches out there, a judgment-free zone. Hey, when there is no judgment, God is displeased. You know what, man? When I go to the gym and I want to work out, if I want to grunt and I want to sit there and make noises, that is my right to do it. You know why? Because I don't care about what you think. I care about reality. And you know what the reality is? When you're sitting there on the weight bench, the reality is it hurts. The reality is you're going to grunt a little bit. You're going to push some air out of your lungs a little bit. Why? Because that is reality. And Planet Fitness, your perception of reality doesn't match the Word of God. And you know what? We take that compared to churches here today and churches out there. They are the Planet Fitness of churches. You see, you want to know judgment-free zone? Then go on over to Celebration. go on over to the non-denom. But if you want Bible, if you want truth, if you want a man of God that's going to stand for the Word of God and stand for truth and stand for liberty and stand for freedom, well, then you better find yourself a Steadfast Baptist Church. Amen. You better find yourself a Stronghold Baptist Church. You better find yourself a Faith Baptist Church. You better find yourself in a church where the man of God is not afraid to stand up and to preach the truth of the Word of God. Because here's what next. If there is no truth, then there is no freedom. Take your Bibles tonight and go ahead and take your Bibles this evening and go to Isaiah chapter number 59. Go back over there. Look what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter number 59, look at verse number 14 again. Bible says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he departeth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a what?" Now he's departing from evil. Isn't that a good thing? Yeah, but what's happening to him? He's becoming a prey. But I thought this was a judgment-free zone. And yet, what is happening to him? Because he departs from evil, he becomes a what? A prey. Because freedom is gone. Liberty is gone. Look what it goes on to say. It says, "It maketh himself a prey, and the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment." Go to John chapter number 8. Look what the Bible says there. John chapter number 8, look at verse number 31. And the Bible says this. In John chapter number 8, verse number 31, the Bible says right there, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." Just a side note here, you can be saved and not be a disciple of Christ. Because what it means to be a disciple of Christ is to continue in his word, to follow Christ, to take up his cross and to follow him. That is a disciple. But guess what? You can be saved and never be a disciple. Look back at what it goes on to say. The Bible says this, verse 32, "And ye shall know what? The truth, and the truth shall what? Shall make you free." Amen. You see, it is only through truth that freedom exists. And haven't you noticed something? That since our nation has gone away from truth and preachers are not holding forth the word of life, aren't we losing freedoms in this country? And by the way, Republicans, maybe you ought to check up on your reality. Because you know what? You sit there and you whine and complain about the Democrats. And listen, they're surely evil and wicked. But you know what? The Republicans are just as wicked. Because you know what takes place? Is while you're sitting there whining and complaining about the Democrats, the Republicans are the ones that are stealing your rights. So you know what happens? Oh, it's Ronald Reagan who first outlawed the right for you to be able to carry a fully automatic weapon. That's Ronald Reagan. You know who it was that allowed abortion to become legal in this country? A Republican majority Supreme Court. Who was it that banned bump stocks this last year? Donald Trump was the one that did it. You see, Obama talked about it and got you all scared and wetting your pants. And Trump comes in and Trump actually does it. And Trump takes away your rights. And listen, you're not going to get those rights back by voting for the lesser of two evils. The only way that you will have your rights and that you will have your freedom is by having the truth of the Word of God. Amen. You see, the reason why our country was a free country and a country that has enjoyed the freedoms and the liberties that we have is because our country was a country that had truth. And because there were preachers that would stand up and proclaim truth. And they would preach the word of God. But because preachers have stopped doing that, guess what we don't have anymore? There's no truth, therefore there's no judgment. Therefore there's no, what, justice. Then there's no equity. Then the last to fall is your freedom. That is gone. That is where our country is going. And you know who is to blame? The ones who are to blame are Christians and pastors who will not stand up and preach the truth of the Word of God out of fear for man, out of fear of this world. Take your Bibles. We're almost done tonight. Go to 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Look at what the Bible says there. Bible says this in 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Look at verse number 15. And the Bible says this, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. You know where you ought to come to hear sermons like this? At the church. Yeah. You're not going to hear it from the Republicans. You're not going to hear it from the Democrats. You're not going to hear it from the politicians. They will never be the pillar of truth. Yeah. You really think politicians who nobody trusts, Republican or Democrat, are going to be the pillar of ground and truth in this country? No, you know where it begins? It begins at the house of God. And if we want to have judgment, and if we want to have justice and equity and freedom, then this church must be the pillar of truth. And my church must be the pillar and ground of church. And you Christians in your lives, you must be a pillar and ground of the truth in your life and stand for the truths of the Word of God. Because if you don't, you will have nobody to blame when your children lose their freedoms and your grandchildren lose their freedoms. It will be your fault. Don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame Barack Obama. Don't blame the Republicans. Don't blame the Democrats. It will be your fault. You know who's at fault for us losing our freedoms in this country? Christians. Because Christians have allowed truth to fall in the street. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy chapter number 4, if you want to turn there. And verse number 1, the Bible says this. 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1. I charge ye therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the what? The word. Hey, the word is truth. So what are you supposed to preach? Truth. Preach the word. It says preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. You know what that means? Whether it's popular or not. And you know what? I've said a whole lot of things here tonight that are not popular. That some of you here tonight might be looking at me and thinking that I'm crazy, but I would challenge you to do something here tonight. I would challenge you to go home and to take your Bible and to open it up and to read it and to study it and to show me where I'm wrong. And if your reality does not match the reality of the Word of God, then the conclusion you must come to is that you're wrong. And you must come to the conclusion that truth is based upon the Word of God. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to stand for the truth of the Word of God. We're going to be instant, in season, and out of season. Let them come and take our building. Let them come and persecute us. Let them come and throw us into prison. And it'll only make us stronger. Amen. And it'll only make us preach the Word of God more and get more bold. You know why? Because when we go through tribulation and suffering, it makes the people of God stronger. And there will be more people that you will go and stand before and have the opportunity to preach the Word of God to. And by the way, the Bible tells us that's going to happen in the end times. That you'll be brought before synagogues. That you'll be brought before the councils to be what? To be a witness to them. A witness against them. A witness of the things of the Word of God and of the truth. And I have a question for you here tonight. What are you going to stand on? Are you going to stand on the Word of God? Are you going to stand on truth? Or are you going to be the one that allows truth to fall in the street and thereby you will have nobody to blame when your children lose their freedoms? It will be your fault because you allowed freedom to fall or you allowed truth to fall in the street. Let's end a word of prayer and I'll turn over tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've given to us this evening. Lord, I ask that you'd help us to take this, to search it out, to study it. Father, we thank you for how wonderful your word is, for the truth that you've given to us. Help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.